And then it occurred to me, what luck.
Okay.
I swore a solemn
My family
years
really
ago,
intense
I was invited to a party.
Totally different.
I never was
I come from a large Irish, Italian, Catholic family.
Must be that time.
Mm-hmm.
Ex-fabulous story time. This is WUWM at night. I am Bruce Winter. She is Leah Delaney, and mm-hmm. she brings stories with her from Ex-Fabula events. This is storytelling by real people, real true stories. It's completely ad-lib. You can't take notes up on the stage. You can't write on your hand what you want to say.
Don't wear a costume. Don't bring a prop.
Nope.
No capes allowed. I mean, unless that's your part of like your normal
garb. That's how you dress all the time.
Right, yeah. But not hating on the capes.
But these are true stories from real people living around town here, and that's what makes it absolutely fabulous. Because these stories move you, they make you laugh, and most of the time you can relate to it because, yeah, you've been there.
Yeah, so true.
Especially with a theme like you got tonight, shenanigans.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Something's gone awry. Tonight we're going to do a couple stories from a couple of different shows we've had, or actually just Story Slam events, and kind of like wrap the theme of shenanigans around it because... nothing but awesome stuff happens in the outcome of shenanigans normally.
Mm. So what's up first here?
Okay. Back in January of 2009, we had an event at the Hi-Hat Garage, and the theme was busted.
Mm.
So here's Dipal Doshi with his shenanigans / busted story.
Busted.
Please welcome Dipal.
So, I'm from India, clearly, right? All right. So, I come from Mumbai, and I was, you know, I grew up with a bunch of teenagers who knew that everything is wrong with the system, and we got to fix it somehow. So, we were busy the entire day thinking, you know, being very busy thinking of how to fix it. So, we definitely needed a break. So, we would walk a mile and a half. I lived in the suburbs of the city, so we could walk a mile and a half at night and walk to this corner where there was a big market, and next to it was a gas station. And there used to come this guy who would sell coffee on a bicycle. It was really the best coffee we've ever had, you know, but because it was so dirty. It was just unhygienic. So now we're walking. It's 2 o'clock in the night, and we're just, you know, bored and thinking of what to do. So we go to the coffee guy. We get a cup of coffee, and we're walking home. And at the gas station, we see in India, you don't fill gas by yourself. There are people who work for you. There are people for everything. So this guy is fast asleep on this jute cot. And we are loud, and he's not budged by it. So all of a sudden, our creative juices start flowing, you know, from the day's hard work of thinking. So there are 14 of us, and we're trying to be silent, and we want to believe that we're silent, but, you know, we're not. The man is not budged. So we start running around. Now, when there's a market, you know, they sell everything, vegetables, fabric, everything. You can find that. So at the end of the day, you'll find a big trash can, and you find whatever you want in that big trash can. So this guy sleeping on the cot, he has a beige kind of bed sheet on him. Now in India, dead bodies, when people die, what you do is you cover them with a white cloth, you put a garland on them, you put an incense, which is, you know, which is poked. The incense is standing in a banana, and it's like a ritual thing. So 14 of us get running. One of us, I pick the bed sheet, and I just slowly pull it up all the way up to his head. Fine, he's not moving. We're good. Okay, great. Somebody brings a banana, a broken incense stick from the garbage can. We poke it in the banana. We place it next to him. You know, we're smokers, so we light it up. He's still not working. We're like, okay, fine, we're doing great. Now, somebody gets a garland, you know, which is in the trash can, puts it around the guy slowly, and it's just perfect, you know. And then we go, okay, what do we do now? So we all run behind the gas station, and we wait. Now, you know, when you're doing nothing, patience is all you have, right? Now, we're sitting there, we're standing there, and we know we are quiet, you know, and I'm sure we are not, but we are quiet. And then this guy on the motorbike pulls up, you know, he parks his bike, he turns over, you know, to look for the guy, and he sees this guy, sees a dead body, and he startles, and he goes like, and he doesn't know what to do because there's nobody around, and there's this dead body, all decorated at 2:30 in the night, and he doesn't know what to do and what's happening. Now, is this a ghost? What am I doing here? I just need petrol. I don't know what to do. So he doesn't know what to do, so he startles. He puts, you know, tries to start his bike. It starts in a couple of kicks, and he just speeds away. And we are so happy. We're like, man, you know, who could get more creative than us? We are like, this is a highly productive night, you know? Now, a big car comes in with a family of five in it. You know, the husband steps out of the car, people are tired, and he looks at the body and he turns around, he hits his face in the window. The family's freaking out, the lady's telling him, just get in the car, just get in the car. He's like, yeah, yeah. He doesn't know what to do. He wants to be a good guy. He wants to call the cops. Nothing's going right. You know, they start the car and they're honking. This guy is not waking up. So we got kind of scared. We're like, is he really dead? So now we are really silent. Now this time we were saddened, but we were thinking that we were so loud because everything's turned around. So, and all of a sudden, you know, we have cops. In India, you know, we're not a gun country. So you have cops who, junior cops, who go with a little stick, with a little baton, and they walk around taking care of things. So now the cop walks in. We're like, shit. Okay, because we are, you know, we were very well known to the cops for a couple of reasons. So we are 14 of us sitting, standing behind the gas station, and we're really serious, really silent this time. And he looks at the guy, and he's freaking out, and suddenly the guy wakes up, and the guy wakes up, and the cop startles and whacks him with a baton. The moment he whacks him, the guy's like, ah! And 14 of us are on the ground just laughing our asses off. We wake up to see the cop and the guy standing right next to us while looking at us. And the guy still had the garland hanging, so he was like, ah, he just threw it off. And we were busted 4 in the morning. There were 14 young teenagers in the police station and 28 parents in half an hour there. And we were truly busted.
And that was DePaul Doushi with his busted story.
So busted.
So busted, man.
We are listening to stories from Exfabula events. That one was from 2009. The theme tonight, overall, shenanigans. We have all had a few of those. And according to the little cheat sheet you brought me, we're going to zip ahead from 2009 to 2014.
Yes, in our time machine. We're going to go to an event we had called Foolproof. It's hard to say really fast, actually, Foolproof. Yeah. And the story that we have tonight is from Virginia Pothier. So let's hear it.
I wonder how many stories start this way. So my parents were out of town. And I was 15 years old. And I had a major crush on a guy in class who was a senior. So at 15, that makes me a sophomore. He's a senior. He's blonde. He's gorgeous. I know that he knows I exist, but he doesn't know that I exist as much as I want him to know. So my parents tell me that they're going out of town. I know that this guy is in training to be a firefighter. I know that he's told me he does volunteer work at the fire station on Sunday nights. And my parents were out of town. And my girlfriend's over, and we hatch a fantastic plan. Dare I say, a foolproof plan to get him to show up at my house. So we rehearsed it, because a plan like this needs rehearsing. So our plan was that the sprinklers were on and the grass was wet, and I came running in the front door and slipped and fell. You know those registers that cover the AC vents, right, that are in the floor? Well, that would just somehow happen to have been misplaced, and I was to fall. My foot was just to slip in there. And then we would call the firehouse, and we would ask, not me, of course, because I'm in the hole, but she would ask for Don, that's his name, and then Don would come to my rescue, and it would just be perfect. So we practiced it. We were so good that we made sure that there were wet footprints on the concrete so that this story was legitimate. Removed the register vent, kind of tossed it under a little lazy boy. I put my foot in, and as it went in, it's not designed for a foot. It wasn't particularly comfortable. It kind of scratched on the way in, but this was discomfort I could live with. She gets on the phone. I have a problem here. Is Don, can I talk to Don? And they said, Don's busy right now. What can we do? And she said, well, I really, really need to talk to Don. And they said, look, you call the firehouse, is somebody in trouble? And she's like, well, my girlfriend slipped and she's stuck in a hole. So this is, you know, you get that sick feeling that maybe this isn't going to turn out the way you'd hoped it would turn out. Within a matter of minutes, there is a fire chief vehicle, sirens, lights flashing, approaching our house, followed by like every fire truck in the county. I don't know what a ladder's supposed to do to help me out of a hole. Maybe they thought, this is not Jessica in the well, but there are fire trucks. There's an ambulance outside the house, and now this is awkward. I don't have the heart to tell them I was just trying to get Don's attention. So they come in, and I continue with the ruse, because I don't know what else to do. I'm 15, and I just, I can't pull it out. Well, so it turns out I can't pull it out. Much to my surprise, that scratching that I felt going in, you know those little prongs when you exit a parking lot and they go one direction? Yeah. Well, you can't pull it back out. So, I'm watching this. My girlfriend's pale. I mean, she's like 90 pounds dripping wet. I think she's going to pass out. And it's literally digging in my foot. There are people all over the place who are scrambling down into the basement saying, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to break through the ceiling to get to this vent. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my dad's going to kill me. And I'm like, please don't do that. Please don't do that. So they bring in this thing and they kind of pry it open and someone literally drops kind of some Crisco out of my mom's pantry. And they eventually pull my foot out. It's bleeding. It's scratching. In the meantime, my neighbor has come over. She's called my parents. The next day, the priest was over. I mean, it was the amount of outpouring for my foolproof plan was absolutely amazing. But the kicker is, the next day when I went to school, Don had heard from his coworkers what had happened, and we ended up dating.
That was Virginia Pothier with her foolproof story.
We are listening to Stories from Exfabula. We do this every Wednesday night. So tell your friends and your family and everybody that you can hear these stories Wednesday nights right around 9 o'clock on WUWM. And Leah comes down here every Wednesday like clockwork and brings stories for us to listen to. And the new season is going to start up now. Let's see, we're getting close to August. So October is the first real slam, but you're having a big kickoff party before that.
Yeah. We're going to do like a huge September kickoff party, and that's going to be held at Hot Water Warehouse. Mm-hmm. Date is TBD. So make sure you check out our exfabula.com website. Join our email newsletter. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And by the way, we should tell people, too, that if you didn't get a chance to hear any of these Exfabula episodes that we do on a weekly basis, they are all at WUWM.com. You can listen to them whenever you want.
Yay! Yay!
We'll see you next week, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, thank you.